Pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, we've got a great show planned for you today. I am so excited about today's show. You know, usually we start out Mondays with an easygoing show. We're hitting it hard today, really, really hard, right out of the gate. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jared Scowron about his new book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. Very, very important book, especially given that kids are getting back in school, being exposed to lots of stuff out there that will make them sick. There's lots of things you can do before you turn to pharmaceuticals lots of products out there that really have side effects. So we're going to be talking about that during the first hour. Second hour, I can tell you that everybody from the NFL is listening to my show today. We sent out press releases on Friday, and we've already been getting calls from people all over the country. We're blowing the lid off of this new growth hormone test that WADA is pushing and the NFL is now using with athletes. It is flawed. And not only is it flawed, but there is already an agent out there that will allow athletes to test negative, even in the face of using growth hormone. During the second hour of today's show, Anthony Roberts is going to come on the show. This is an exclusive. Nobody in the mainstream media has this. Everybody is going to be dumbfounded. They're going to have to come to me and listen to this show today to be enlightened. Okay, a couple announcements real quick. I know that some of the banner ads on the Superhuman Radio website are not working properly. I'm getting emails from some people. Thank you very much for letting me know. We are working on it. When we upgraded to the new design, apparently there was some glitches, and our web people are working on it feverishly to get it fixed. Okay, let's get started. This is an equally important subject. School is starting. We have Dr. Jared Scowron on. How you doing, Dr. Scowron?
Good, Carl. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah. You know what? It's refreshing to have you on because, first of all, I want to talk about the fact that you are a naturopathic doctor. Bravo.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I think everybody needs a naturopathic physician in their life because if they want natural medicine, you got to go to the specialist, and these are the most highly trained professionals out there.
You know, back in the day, and I'm going way back, before allopathic medicine got its hooks into us, and things like the American Medical Association were formulated to try to create a posture for allopathic medicine, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann was the physician who first coined the term allopath. Back in the day, there were only naturopaths. There were people who treated the whole human being. They didn't go and say, okay, you have this symptom. We will mask that symptom and make it go away so that you can continue your life without worrying about where that symptom came from. That is tantamount to going to a mechanic and saying, there is a clunking in my engine, and he suggests that you wear earplugs when you drive it. Allopath was the way of medicine back in the day. It was the way of Socrates.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, before drugs were invented with the highlight of morphine during the Civil War.
Bingo.
It was herbs. Everybody used herbs. That's the only thing that was available.
And let's talk about that for a second. The significance of two moments in time that actually gave allopathic medicine its opportunity, if you will. And the first was morphine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit. My audience may not realize that the allopathic tradition started on the Civil War field, being able to numb soldiers who had been wounded.
Well, you know, my knowledge, or at least my opinion, how conventional medicine kind of got the foothold it does today in our society was everybody was using herbs initially because that's the only thing that was out there. There weren't any drugs. And during the Civil War, scientists were able to extract morphine out of opium and use it as a painkiller. So instead of being a recreational drug to make you feel good, it actually numbed the pain of the soldiers while they were being treated for surgery or while they were dying on the field. And I think the next step that was really paramount was in the early 20th century mm-hmm. when antibiotics were invented. And all of a sudden, the doctors became gods because they could save lives. And, you know, antibiotics are a great thing.
But let's talk about those two things for a moment. And then we will move to the book in just a second. But it's important to kind of set the stage here. When you said herbs were all that were available, the allopath supporters, the medical orthodoxy would say yes, but they didn't work. They did work. They worked very well. All allopathic medicine did was isolate the active ingredients that had a given effect and then use those exclusively. But we have learned over time that quite often there are synergies that occur in compounds, and that isolation does not necessarily mean better.
Well, you're exactly right, and I hope that your listeners know that most drugs are just isolated chemicals out of a plant that has 1,000 chemicals in it. You know, you take willow bark and you extract aspirin, or you take foxglove that grows in your yard and you extract digoxin. And these are drugs that people use every day. Even chemotherapy drugs like Taxol comes out of the bark of an evergreen tree.
As a matter of fact, cisplatin, which is a very, very popular drug used in chemotherapy, was discovered by early American Indians in mayapple.
Right.
The mayapples had the platinum-esque type compound in it that is now exclusively used to destroy people's bodies. And I say this, and this is really a scary time, Dr. Scourin, because my good friend Dr. Peter Rouse recently just posted on my Facebook this morning that California is trying to criminalize if you do not want to undergo chemotherapy for cancer treatment. They want to criminalize the patient who will not subject themselves to chemotherapy. And I say to you, all of you listening, chemotherapy is equivalent to burning the house down because you have a stain on the carpet. And undergoing chemotherapy will have long-lasting damaging effects regardless of it causes your cancer to go into remission. There are other ways to do this thing. I mean, this is a scary time.
It's poison.
Yes, it poisons the whole body. That's the whole idea. We'll bring the body as close to death as possible and hope that the cancer gives up. That's really the basis of chemotherapy.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Anyway.
It's killing anything, and hopefully you don't kill the person. You kill the mass, the tumor.
And quite often, the information is skewed. The survival rate from chemotherapy is said to be high, but the survival rate is only looked at 5 years. In other words, if you survive cancer after treatment for 5 years but die on the sixth year, they consider you a success.
That's exactly right. And the only thing that's improving is the technology of diagnosis. So if we diagnose you 4 years earlier, now it looks like a cure. And like you said, the statistics get skewed.
Right. Now, is naturopathic medicine regaining any kind of foothold? I have to believe that there's a lot of dissension and anger amongst Americans, especially because of the parasitic pharmaceutical agenda. Is naturopathic medicine gaining any greater acceptance in today's society?
It's becoming enormous. I mean, the billions of dollars that Americans spend on natural medicine now, and taking that money out of the hands of the pharmaceutical companies, grows every day. You know, my practice here in Connecticut and other practices of naturopathic physicians are growing because people aren't getting better and they want an answer. And that's what we're here to provide. We're here to provide an answer for people to be healthy.
Yes. And treating the whole person is the answer, not just treating the symptom, correct?
Well, exactly right. And, you know, I see so many people who say, you know, I used to have high cholesterol, but now that I take Lipitor, I don't have high cholesterol anymore. But, you know, it's being masked by the drug. You stop taking your Lipitor, and your cholesterol is going to go back up again. So all it is a Band-Aid. Like you said, the mechanic who's wearing the earmuffs, you take off the earmuffs, you're going to hear your engine again.
Yeah, you hear the engine clunking. Exactly, exactly. And that problem is going to come back to haunt you just because you don't hear it. You're going to break down, and your body is going to break down. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Dr. Jared Scourin. His new book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child, is a must-have for any responsible parent who does not want to turn to things like NyQuil or acetaminophen every time their child gets sick. This is the answer, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I love this mashup. The Killers and Stevie Wonder. Someday I'd like to do a show where all I do is play music. Oh, wait a minute. They already do that, don't they? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Jared Skowron. Later in the show, we will be blowing the lid off of the new growth hormone test. It is flawed. Any athlete can test negative. Any athlete. Listen to today's show. You'll find out how. Dr. Skowron's book is 100 Natural Remedies. You can get it at his website, 100naturalremedies.com. The number 100, 100, naturalremedies.com. A must-have book for any responsible parent. Okay. Dr. Skowron, obviously, this book arose out of a need, correct? I mean, you treat children. You see what's most common, what happens, and you treat them with natural agents, and you see them get better, correct?
Exactly. And like you said, the need is there because so many parents are knocking down my door saying, I don't want to use Ritalin. I don't want to give antibiotics for a viral infection. What do I do for this? And what are the natural therapies that I don't need drugs? You know, drugs are great if you need to save somebody's life. But, you know, all of a sudden childhood is becoming a disease and they want a different answer.
Well, and you know what's even worse? And I'm going to get off this bandwagon in a second because my listeners know how I feel about the FDA and the pharmaceutical agenda and so on. But there is a lot of overreaching going on by the pharmaceutical industry to make drugs acceptable at younger and younger ages. They're looking for ways to give adult drugs to young children now. And they're getting the opportunity because children truly do have afflictions and diseases now that only their parents normally had at younger ages. So we have to look for natural ways to help our children stay healthy. With that being said, what are some of the most common things that you find in pediatrics in this day and age that needs to be treated?
Well, the top thing that people come to my office for are ADD, ADHD, and autism, because the pharmaceuticals don't work for most kids, and they want something else. And so most of my therapies work along those lines. We also see kids who have reflux or colic. And again, you want to get on a bandwagon. I say one-month-olds who are on reflux drugs, and the parents don't know that they'll cause anemia if you give it longer than 2 months. And these kids are on it for years.
Never mind that. But you know what? No one ever looks at the diet that's causing, you know, when we start to invest, and this is a totally different show here, but when we start looking at genetically modified foods and corns and stuff, and we find out that they cause these same symptoms in the animals that are fed GMO corn and soy.
Exactly.
It doesn't take a brain surgeon, a rocket scientist to go, oh, wait a minute, maybe I need to eliminate that from my child's diet.
You know, we're too busy to think, and families are too busy to stop and think, and so what we do is we trust who we think we should trust, which is the pediatrician or the government, and those are the people we shouldn't.
So tell me about ADHD. This is very, very common and growing. It's almost like there's a test being given to every child today, and most children are borderline ADHD at some point in their young lives. What can be done for a child like that?
Well, number one, like you said, it's diet. And the first thing you got to do is look at a child's sugar intake and corn syrup intake, because it's through the roof. And, you know, I calculated a diet of one of my patients who had a pretty crappy diet. They had Pop-Tarts for breakfast. They had some Lunchable thing for lunch. Then they came home, played some video games, and ate some Skittles and drank some soda. I counted the amount of sugar that kid would have eaten, and it equaled a half a pound a bag of sugar, those five-pound bags of sugar.
Could
you cook with.
Imagine?
Half of that.
A day.
And that, of
that's
course,
not, that's
leads
not
to the child's
obesity. That's not ADHD. It's periods of hyper and hypoglycemia that child is dealing with.
Well, exactly. And then you add on to that just our high-paced world now. I mean, you can't look at a TV screen without seeing 10 things going on. Kids playing video games.
Overstimulation.
They're overstimulated, and you put them in a classroom with a teacher who can't handle 40 of those kids.
Yeah, wow. Now, when parents come to you, I have to believe they're already slightly indoctrinated into the idea that there's some better alternative than drugs. But what about parents that are not indoctrinated? When you start talking to them about nutrition, they must throw their hands up and go, look, I can't change the way this kid eats.
You know, that happens. And I love people coming in who are just looking over the side of the fence saying, I don't know if I believe natural stuff, but I don't believe this other stuff because it's not working.
Right.
And, you know, even though it takes some time, we make baby steps. And if you can't change something cold turkey, that's okay. Every little thing that you do every day is going to help.
Now, what about natural things like gamma-aminobutyric acid for treatment of ADHD? Do you find that that has any role? I've read studies years ago that was a beneficial tool with children.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's one of my top selling supplements in my office. People love GABA. It's naturally relaxing to the brain, and it helps kids with hyperactivity, and it helps within 10 minutes. So it's fantastic to have an all-natural therapy to decrease hyperactivity. We also use fish oil. We also use 5-HTP. We also use taurine. We also use herbs.
Taurine actually is a precursor to GABA. So taurine and GABA together are really great. You take some free-form amino acid GABA, so it hits you fast, and then the taurine slowly keeps producing a little extra GABA throughout the day, and it allow you to take the GABA less frequently. Am I correct in that assumption?
That's correct. We also use that in a triad with theanine as well.
So yeah,
we got taurine and we got GABA. And parents are amazed on how quick it works.
Because
it's all natural, it's non-addictive, and the kids are doing great in school.
It never made sense to me that I understand that drugs, you know, have pleiotropic effects that I don't understand quite often. But it never made sense to me that you take a kid who is bouncing off the walls, and you give them what is tantamount to an amphetamine, and it slows them down.
Yeah, and, you know, exactly that. I don't know how many parents understand that Ritalin is speed, and it works for about 10% of kids. But they get the other 90% of kids where kids are even worse off after they take it, and the parents throw their hands up and they say, what else can I do? But obviously there are other things that you can do.
I personally think the way it works is when there's a point where you overstimulate the neurons where they become almost frozen and inactive. And so what you're basically doing is, instead of relaxing the brain, you're pushing it to a point where it can't keep up, so it doesn't try to, and the kid just becomes kind of dumbed out.
Well, exactly. And these are also the kids where they also have this opposite effect with some of our natural therapies working in the brain. They also have the opposite effect with Benadryl. You know, I don't know if you've met any listeners who they take Benadryl and they get worse allergies.
No, I mean, I haven't heard that personally, but I can't, allergy medications don't work for me, and I've had allergies at different points in my life, and I can tell
right.
you that none of them work, and the allergy shots never worked, and that's what led me to believe that the natural path to my allergies was the answer as opposed to these drugs.
Well, exactly. So, you know, and there's always an answer for everybody.
What? So, okay, so ADHD, attention deficit, this is number one. Are you having any success with the children who develop, the key thing here, develop autism later on as opposed to early on as infants, the children who develop it later on, are you having any success with those types of kids?
I am, and it's fantastic to watch these kids develop when the parents are given no hope by their pediatricians. You know, the pediatrician says, you know, there's nothing you can do. But all of a sudden, after a couple months of natural therapies and diet change, these kids are talking. These kids are back in school. These kids are saying, I love you, mommy. These kids are toilet trained. It works, and it's incredible.
I remember, there's a huge difference, correct? I mean, there's a huge difference between the autism that shows onset as infants versus
yep.
the onset, I believe, is it after 8 that is that the age that it comes on for the kids who get it later in life?
Yeah, there is a spike later in life that we see.
Right. The kids who develop it later in life clearly have success with different diet modalities. I remember reading a paper from a doctor in the UK who had an autistic child who developed autism after the age of 8, and she found that probiotics, especially with L-plantarum
yep.
In it, seem to have an effect. What's the logic behind that?
The logic is, and a lot of the new research on autism is showing, that there's an autoimmune component of this kind of autism. They actually find antibodies that the immune system's creating that's attacking the neurons in the brain. And how do we stop inflammation? You stop it where it's centered. It's all centered around the intestine, 70% of our immune system. So you start adding in probiotic and changing diet, you stop inflammation at its core.
Okay, now this is really an important discussion for children, for adults. There are people out there who think autoimmune disease is a real disease. And let me qualify what I'm saying. Something that you've got it and you're stuck with it forever. But correct me and tell me if this statement is correct. We develop autoimmune disease by the undigested metabolites of our food that then become evident in our bloodstream, and our body attacks it because it goes, hey, that's not supposed to have been here. That should have been digested already. Is that an overstatement, or am I really got it?
That's part of it. And what happens is the immune system attacks these undigested food particles, and these food particles look similar to our body cells. And so the immune system can't tell the difference. Okay, this protein structure looks like this food, and this protein structure looks like this food, but it's actually my body and my cells, and it starts to attack it. And in addition to the undigested food, this happens with certain bacteria.
Oh,
so if you've got a long-lasting bacteria, the antibodies attacking that bacteria, and one of our cells just looks close enough.
Innocent bystander. They should call it the innocent bystander syndrome. The cells that are innocent bystanders, they happen to look like the guy that the immune system is after, and it goes after that cell.
That's it.
Holy mackerel. So you are having success. Are some of the remedies for autism in your book?
They are. We've got a whole section on autism. In fact, a few years ago, I formulated kind of an all-in-one vitamin for autism that has all the nutrients that these kids need. So there's so many things in the book that parents can use.
Do you also make recommendations on diet for these children who develop autism later in life? Because I have to believe that supplementation is ineffective if you don't remove the insult.
Exactly. So we always talk about diet. You know, the gluten-free, casein-free diet is very popular, works for some kids, not all. The newest one out there that my patients are telling me about is a GAPS diet, G-A-P-S.
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's a much more intense diet, but what my patients tell me is huge. I mean, the kids are starting to talk in a couple weeks.
Wow, that's remarkable. But again,
right.
This only works for children who have developed autism later on in life. The children who develop autism early on as infants clearly have a different landscape of the brain, if you will. There's some evidence, some research that shows mirror neurons were not present at birth, And the mirror neuron is the neuron that allows us to look at our mother's face and realize she's smiling, so we smile back.
Exactly.
And something that's not being talked about in the mainstream media today is that there is a schwack of good studies from Scandinavia that show that mirror neurons in baby rats are abolished during the first and second periods of birth in the womb by the exposure to 1 gigahertz and above radio frequencies. We're talking about cellular telephones. I see women that are pregnant on their phones all the time, carrying their phones in their purse right next to their baby. That phone is radiating into that baby all the time. There's lots of research out there now that says that there may be a linkage between the exposure to RF at the 1 gigahertz and above range and the lack of mirror neurons developing in the fetal brain.
You know, I agree. Who knows what these cell phones are doing? And what about the Wi-Fi and the routers we've got in our homes and all the ultrasounds that we're doing now on pregnant mothers?
Oh,
we've never tested this.
Yeah. You know what? I don't wear an aluminum hat yet, but I unplug my router and I unplug my cordless phone, which is even worse than your router because it puts out a higher wattage every night before I go to bed.
Well, exactly.
I want a little period of rest. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break. We're going to be talking more about the 100 natural remedies for your child. You can go to 100, the number, 100naturalremedies.com to learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Michael Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jared Skowron. His book can be found at 100naturalremedies.com, the number 100naturalremedies.com. A book, a handbook for any responsible parent raising children in this day and age. You want to avoid these dangerous and caustic drugs that your allopathic physician wants to put your child on all the time. My poor daughter, Taylor, was born with infant eczema. Now that I understand what I understand about nutrition and the pass-through of lectins through the mother's milk into the child, I understand what happened. We could have done things differently for Taylor, but back then I was not enlightened yet. And we followed our doctor's recommendation and had my daughter Taylor on antihistamines from the time she was an infant. And I regret that, Dr. Skowron. I regret that. I look back. There was one medication that they had her on. It was something stronger than Benadryl. I can't think of the name of it, but it had a black box warning on it. And she was an infant. And you know what we did? We purposely avoided giving it to her except when the outbreak was the most severe. We did not follow our doctor's advice and give it to her daily like they wanted us to.
Well, exactly. And kids now are even being put on steroids, which will destroy the body.
Yes.
You know, like you said, there's infants being on steroids. And I don't blame the doctors because those are the tools that they're given by the pharmaceutical companies. They don't know any better. But parents need to know that there's other natural options.
But you know what? I've learned that, okay, I want to qualify what I'm going to say. I've learned over the past years that nothing gets done unless there is someone out there who's a little bit more extreme, if you will.
Right.
And I agree with you. You can't blame the doctors, but there's a part of me that says you can blame the doctors. You know,
they're not trying to do any better. They're
no,
just doing what
thank
they're told.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Every doctor out there, I talk to lots of doctors, some of the brightest minds in the world. Dr. Bruce Ames has been on my show numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the brightest minds in the world have been on this show. I've had the opportunity to talk to them. What I find about the brightest minds, as opposed to just the drones out there, is the brightest minds are constantly questioning.
Right.
What they know, because they know science is constantly unfolding. We call it practicing medicine for a reason, because it's not set in stone yet.
Right.
So I do blame the doctors, I have to say, okay?
Well, it's good. And like you said, you have to constantly question. You have to take a step back. And this is what I have my patients do. Take a step back and just take a factual look at what's going on in our healthcare in America today. And just looking at children, our childhood obesity rates are almost at 20%. I had a chapter on asthma in my book. I had to redo the statistics because an extra million kids got diagnosed with asthma from last year to this year.
Oh, my God.
ADD. Autism. Why are we the highest ranked? The new CIA reports on life expectancy for America puts us at 150th in the world. There's another 140 countries that where people live longer than us.
And those countries we talk bad about. We say their medical system is bad and where ours is better and all this stuff. And you know what it is? It's too much to talk about in this show. I preach what we're talking about all the time on this show. And people vote with their dollars. We can't change the government. We've been trying to do it since the beginning of time.
Yep.
We'll never be able to wash the corruption out of governments in general, not just ours, any government. But people do make choices and have choices in what they choose to do. And you vote with your dollars. And guess what? If you stop buying crap food, eventually it'll disappear from the landscape.
You know, I love the book. What's that food book that talks about Fast Food Nation? And
yes.
The last chapter, Fast Food Nation, says everybody's a capitalist. And if you go to McDonald's and everybody just insists on organic burgers, guess what they'll sell? They'll sell organic burgers.
Yes. Yes. That's a perfect example. Let's talk more about some of the other things that come in the door, the other ailments that come in the door with children. What are some of the tops also? We talked about ADHD. We've talked about autism. What else comes through the door?
Well, a lot of kids come in, especially now, everybody's going back to school, and it's a germ factory in there, and they want to know, what can I do for standard viruses? And guess what? Antibiotics don't work for viruses,
right?
Because they only work on bacteria. So that's the second biggest thing that I see, is just your everyday flu, your everyday cold, whether it's in the ears, whether it's in the lungs or the throat. And so that's a lot of what we're having right now.
What can people do for viruses? Is there something?
number one antiviral treatment out there is vitamin A.
Really?
In fact.
Now are we talking about, we're not talking about beta carotene. We're talking about real vitamin A.
Real vitamin A.
Good old-fashioned cod liver oil. I take it every day for its vitamin A.
Exactly. Beta carotene is not going to cut the mustard.
Right.
In fact, the World Health Organization, vitamin A is their standard treatment for measles, which is a virus.
Wow.
And you go to any conventional medical text, and it'll say vitamin A for measles.
How much
but the
vitamin?
Doctors don't read it.
No, and you know what else? Well, let's be honest. Doctors don't believe. You know how many doctors I've met in my life that don't quote unquote believe in vitamins?
Right. And you know what? What else are we made of? You have your car. You put in gas and oil and antifreeze and brake fluid. What do you put in our bodies?
Right. Right.
How much you eat.
How much vitamin A should a child be getting?
Well, it's a big super dose that you only give once. And the recommended dose by the World Health Organization is 200,000 IUs of vitamin A. You give it once, and I've seen it cure mono in 3 days, take care of any cold in 24 hours. It's incredible.
I personally take 8,000 IUs of vitamin D a day and 10,000 IU. I'm sorry, 8,000 A and 10,000 D. That's my normal regimen. Do you think that 8,000 a day, 8,000 IUs of vitamin A a day, real vitamin A from cod liver oil, over the course of time accumulates to the point where I won't need a bolus dose like that?
Well, you know, I try and take my vitamin A like that as well. Let's get high levels up there. But, you know, if I'm on a plane and everybody's coughing, I'm going to take the bolus just in case.
Now, obviously, the medical orthodoxy warns us against vitamin A. It's toxic. It's dangerous. You shouldn't take it. You have to be careful about it. Why? Why do they say those things?
Well, you know, it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and it can become toxic, and that's definitely true. And so what I do with my patients is we'll monitor your level. You can do a blood test of vitamin A.
Right.
And we'll make sure you don't get toxic. Same thing with vitamin D. Now, I love your 10,000 IU dose. That's exactly what I do every day. A little bit too much for kids. But the NIH just raised their recommended high dose for kids up to 4,000 IUs a day.
Well, at least they're getting the message a little bit.
They're starting. And vitamin D, again, is what I think is one of the best preventives.
So you can
prevent the colds with vitamin D, and I treat them with vitamin A.
Right. So 200,000 IUs of vitamin A as one single dose.
Right.
To if you've already contracted or if you've come in contact, which one?
Well, I tell parents, number one, if your kid starts to have the sniffles or a fever, do it. Or if every other kid at school has it, you know your child has the virus. It's just in that prodrome phase, and it's developing and building its strength. Do it then.
Any side effects from taking a dose that big?
It's only if you get toxic. And again, a lot of itchy skin. Sometimes kids will get headaches. But, you know, I've seen it maybe 1 in 1,000 times.
You know, Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation.
Yep.
Has been on my show numerous times. And we did a show one time about vitamin A specifically because I feel like not enough people pay attention to vitamin A, especially since it is the stem cell differentiator factor.
Right.
And we have stem cells in our body that could be repairing damaged organs and things, but they don't know what to do because they don't have a quarterback telling them, hey, you go become a spleen cell.
Right.
And vitamin A is that magic. So if you have low levels of vitamin A, you're not taking advantage of the repair system in your body. But with that being said, she told me that mothers who have adequate levels of vitamin A when they become pregnant and through pregnancy give birth to the most symmetrical, most beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes perfect sense when you realize that it's stem cell differentiation factor.
Sure, exactly.
So, but for some reason, most people are afraid of vitamin A when you talk to them. I don't know if this is in your book or not, but where do you stand on raw, unpasteurized milk?
Oh, it's fantastic. I love raw milk. And, you know, everybody's concerned about getting infected. And that's, you know, it's a valid point. But as long as you can trust the dairy farmer who gives the raw milk, as long as the cow doesn't have a bladder infection or another infection, UTI, you'll be fine.
You know, grass-fed, hormone-free cows producing raw, unpasteurized milk is the original food made by nature. This is the only thing that was actually made by nature for us to consume at birth. And there are those who say, well, humans are the only ones that continue to drink milk after birth. That's not true. If you put a container of milk down on the floor with a dog, a cat, a lion, I don't care what it is, they'll come and drink it. They won't walk away from it.
Sure.
They just don't know how to milk other animals.
Well, how many hundreds of years have we been drinking raw milk before pasteurization and homogenization came on?
Exactly. Now, obviously, raw milk is a touchy subject. I have been doing shows about raw milk, about the Rawsome raid, mm-hmm. about the FDA's Gestapo-like tactics to attack small family farms.
Mm-hmm.
How do you talk about raw milk to your patients? You have to be cautious, don't you?
You know, I'm never cautious about what I believe in and what I believe is safe and effective. And what I tell them is exactly what we just said. People have been drinking it for hundreds of years, and as long as the farmer is trustworthy and not giving infected milk, you probably have less bacteria in the raw milk than you do in the milk on the shelf.
That is the
truth. There's still bacteria in the milk on the shelf.
That is the truth. That's absolutely the truth, because the standards are lower for the stuff on the shelf, number one. So.
Right. Right.
Okay.
And, you know, one of my colleagues, I got to add this on, one of my colleagues has an uncle who invented a machine that extracts half of the protein out of milk on the shelf. So even what you've got on the shelf doesn't have a full broad spectrum of amino acids you want because they're extracting it to use for stamp backing or some other products that need
to Wait a minute. You mean the traditional farm, commercially manufactured
yep.
milk that ends
yep.
up on the average grocery store shelf has some of the protein removed from it?
Exactly.
Really?
Because they need it for other industries.
Holy mackerel. So you're telling me that the milk on the average store shelf possibly does not have the full amino acid profile that it was meant to have?
Exactly. It's horrible. It's scary.
How come we don't know about that?
You know, I talked to a USDA scientist in Bethesda at the NIH a couple years ago, and she quit because of what she saw happening, and she said it was horrendous.
I would love to have her on the show.
That'd be great.
I've been asking for whistleblowers at the FDA. I'll let them come on my show anonymously. Because we know that the FDA is up to no good. It's time for them to come to an end, in my humble opinion.
Your listeners need to hear this.
Yeah. All right, listen, let's stay tuned. When we come back, we'll pick it up with Dr. Scourin. You can get his book at 100naturalremedies.com. Of course, it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. Go to 100, the number 100naturalremedies.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Second hour of this show is going to be a barn burner, folks. We're going to blow the lid off of this new growth hormone test being used in professional sports. I'm hoping that I can help save the NFL and lots of other sports organizations millions of dollars in wasted time and testing. Anthony Roberts has got the goods. We're going to give it up here in just a little bit. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Jared Skourin about his book, 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. What about allergies, Dr. Skourin? I mean, we touched on the fact that, you know, allergy medicines don't work quite often. What can be used to help children with allergies?
Well, two things. And what I want to do is kind of give you some natural remedies for allergies, but then move into why we're seeing such an increase of allergies, asthma, and eczema, which is that atopy of triad. And it, first off, it's pretty easy to treat things naturally from an allergies perspective. First one is an herb called nettles, which has been used for a long, long time. You can drink it as a tea, which is pretty tolerated.
Is this the same thing as stinging nettle or stinging nettle root?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Same thing. In fact, if you've ever seen a nettle plant, Indians used to use it when they would canoe in the winter because it has all these tiny little prickers. And what you do is you take the plant and you hit your skin with it, and the tiny prickers release histamine in your blood and cause your skin to warm up. So you can go and canoe out in the winter. So it's really neat stuff. We also add on vitamin C. We also add on quercetin. We also add on bromelain. Really great things to help people. And it's ragweed season right now, and I got a lot of patients in my office looking for natural remedies because they don't want to take Benadryl or Claritin.
Okay, let's talk about vitamin C. What is a sensible dose of vitamin C? What are the upper limits that you recommend?
Well, for kids, usually I put them on 1,000 milligrams, and that's a pretty good dose. Now, parents need to know that it can loosen stools, so if the kid starts to get diarrhea, you might want to back off. But a really nice research study, which I have in my book, says that if you start to get a cold, and some people use vitamin C for colds but don't think it works, you got to do a 6,000 milligram bolus when you get the cold, and then do 1,000 milligrams three times a day after that.
Okay.
Now, it's going to loosen your stools, but the cold's going to go away faster.
Right. And obviously, the stool loosening effects can be mitigated slightly by breaking those doses over across the day, right?
Well, exactly. You can also put in some constipating minerals like calcium or iron.
Ah, okay. That makes perfect sense. Now, is there any truth to the fact that very, very large doses of vitamin C could block the uptake of other things like certain minerals and stuff?
Yeah, that happens. You know, our intestines definitely fight for absorption of different things, which is, you know, the biggest one I see is calcium, but vitamin C can do it as well. So it's good to kind of take a moderate level of things all the time, and if you really want an absorption of everything, you might want to spread it out. So if you're doing big boluses of vitamin C, like you said, you might want to spread it out with some other your minerals.
I've been slowly getting my vitamin C doses up to 13 grams a day.
Wow.
I'm at 9 grams a day. You know, I've been reading some of Linus Pauling's stuff over the past years, and then I had Dr. Raymond Francis on not too long ago. Great guy.
Yep.
We talked about vitamin C, the importance. So I'm not noticing any changes in bowel movement, to be honest with you, from that. But I'm taking 3 grams at a time with meals quite often.
Yep.
Do you have a preference? Do you think L-ascorbate is fine or is better than just ascorbic acid? There's a lot of debate about the left-handed and the right-handed version of some of these things being better.
You know, there's always research on either side of that, so I haven't made one decision either way. But you can always cover your bases and take some of both.
And which just ascorbic acid has both 50% L and 50% R.
Right.
So just good old ascorbic acid is good for you, you're saying?
That's what I give to my patients, and they seem to work well on it.
Okay, so tell me why we're seeing this preponderance of allergies with children and asthma and eczema and so on.
One easy word, antibiotics.
Yeah.
And again, What do antibiotics do? They kill bacteria. Fantastic. But guess what else they do? They train the body. And our body is always under Pavlov's training. And if whenever we get an infection, the body gets all of these antibiotics, then it says, I don't need to make these things on my own. And so the immune system shifts away from creating its own antibodies to the opposite side of the immune system, which is technically called the Th2 response, but it's the allergic reaction. And there are research study upon research study that shows the more antibiotics you give, the more the immune system shifts over to this Th2, and you get allergies, and you get asthma, and you get eczema. And it starts, for most kids, with all those ear infections.
But you know what? Parents are going to say, but Dr. Scourin, I don't give my kids antibiotics at all. But what they need to understand is, we did a show about this not too long ago, 27 million pounds of antibiotics are used by factory farms every single year. Guess what? If you're buying your children commercial meats and chicken, they're getting antibiotics every single day. If you're buying pasteurized milk from commercial sources, they're getting antibiotics every single day. Of the 12 dangerous compounds found in pasteurized regular shelved milk, 8 of them were antibiotics.
Exactly. And where do you think those antibiotics go? You pee them out, they get into your water system, and then they come out of your tap because our water filtration groups don't take out drugs.
Yes, yes. Water filtration hasn't changed in 100 years.
No, you're drinking antibiotics and your neighbor's antidepressants and your cousin's birth control pills every time you drink tap water.
And I'm going to tell you something else that Dr. Peter Rouse alluded to in a post recently, but I've known about for a long time. When cows are given antibiotics, they gain weight faster. And in that business, gaining weight means increasing dollars. That's why they feed cows nothing but corn for the last 3 weeks of their lives, and they gain 3 pounds a day of fat. Well, antibiotics, and through what mechanism, I'm not clear, but antibiotics seem to make things that get the antibiotics fatter faster. So when we look at the obesity rate in this country, we can't just point at one thing. There's a perfect storm going on right now that's promoting obesity, and one of those things is the high antibiotic intake we get through the foods we eat.
Right. Exactly.
What can parents do to shift? Is there a way to reverse the body once it's been exposed to antibiotics? Is probiotics the answer? Is there some other thing that we can do to kind of reverse the landscape again?
You know, probiotics are a good thing. There are other supplements. Everything you take has an effect on the immune system. And again, what parents don't know is the research out there. You can go online and look these things up. Like vitamin D will stop allergies. I'll use vitamin D to stop allergies and asthma. And kids stop using their inhalers because it shifts the immune system away from this allergic response. The other new thing that's out there are new homeopathics that actually are homeopathic interleukin responses of the immune system. And you can activate that part of the immune system that's been shut off.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know what else has been recently in the news? Anything that seems to affect the lengthening of telomeres seems to have a beneficial effect on the immune system. Dr.
Sure.
Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation was on the show recently,
yep.
And we were talking about telomerase. So things like astragalus, I would have to imagine, could have some secondary benefit to the immune system.
Definitely.
But it takes longer for that to take effect, it appears.
It does. It takes time. You know, it's not a magic bullet that's going to work tomorrow. But guess what? It's a permanent cure. It's not like you're on the Lipitor for 50 years.
Right.
You do this for some time, and then you stop, and you're better.
How long has the book been available now, Dr. Scourin?
You know, it's only been out 3 weeks.
3 weeks. So there's a lot of good information in this book for any parent out there raising children in this day and age. If you're listening to my show, you already hate the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda. But when we're parents, we think to ourselves, well, I can't take that risk with my child. What do I do? How do I help my child? Well, here's an answer. The book is called 100 Natural Remedies for Your Child. I believe Dr. Andro, who is a frequent guest on this show, told me about the book and is the reason that you're on the show right now. The website is 100naturalremedies.com. Give my audience a closing note. Why you think that this book is an important... I remember when we bought Dr. Spock's book when I had my first child. Everybody
right.
bought that book, right? This has to be one of those books, too. Why?
It is because there's nothing out there like it. And the most important thing is you want to do everything for your child. If your child needs to be on meds or you just want to try something natural, this has all the science and all the research from around the world to show you what's safe and what's effective and what dose to use. So why not do everything for your child you can?
Very good. Now, you're up in Connecticut. How's the weather there?
You know, Irene just passed through. We've got about 500,000 people without electricity right now. So we're just praying that everybody can make it through and get their electricity turned back.
Do these storms have any effect on the rate of illness in children? Do these stir things up, so to speak?
A little bit, especially when it comes to allergies and moving stuff around. But once school starts, it's really going to be that germ factory like we were talking about.
Do you have children, Dr. Scarron?
You know, we're on our way. Been married for 3 years now, and kids are in the works.
There you go. So you'll be able to use these remedies yourself. Then there you go.
Exactly. We're very excited to have a non-vaccinated natural child.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got a couple minutes. You said non-vaccinated. I was at a party recently with some people who actually are very high up in the pharmaceutical industry,
yep.
And I was talking about the my co-host on the Friday show, Elisa Profumo, did a special report on SIDS. After the diphtheria, 80% of SIDS deaths occur within 2 weeks of the diphtheria vaccine. And
wow.
And the one of the women there, who is an executive at a very, very large pharmaceutical company, said, well, look, vaccines are very important. You should never go without them. And what they learned was that the SIDS death is related to an idiopathic reduction in the serotonin response, which is part of the emergency alert system of the body.
Sure.
So when a child is laying face down, and not getting air, the serotonin levels are supposed to fluctuate, and
right.
That child should wake up. And I said, really? Interesting. I said, I wonder if they can track the children who have this serotonin response, or the lack thereof,
mm-hmm.
throughout their lives to see if they have other issues like depression and so on and so forth. She goes, well, it's idiopathic, and it seems to go away after a while. And I thought to myself, sure, it comes on when they get the vaccine, and then it goes away because the body adjusts to it.
Right.
But I couldn't say that to her because she was saying how vaccines are important. What's your position on vaccines, and what should parents do when they're told by their physician, no, you must vaccinate?
Well, my position with my patients is a position of education, and I want parents to understand the facts and also the facts about the legalities. Now, every state's different, but here in Connecticut, your legal right is to choose what type of medication and health care you want for your child. So a lot of my patients will take a religious waiver on it. But I think, you know, vaccines, you're on one side or the other, and everybody, you know, your pediatrician is going to say, do it, or you're killing your child, but learn about the facts. There's some great websites out there. There's some great websites in my book, but also look at all the excipients. You know, they quote unquote took thimerosal out of it.
Right, which is mercury.
Right. But some of the new preservatives in it, some of them they put in monkey kidneys, they put in aluminum, they put in formaldehyde. There's some really scary stuff in your vaccines.
But you know what the FDA says, and the same thing, that this is the chant by the FDA and the chant by the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical industry, and that is they're in such low levels, they're insignificant. I love that statement by the FDA. Well, it's in such low levels. What would you say to that claim?
You know what? Show me a long-term research study. There's no long-term research studies done. And I'll tell you, the one that I'm most scared about right now is Gardasil for the cervical cancer.
Yeah, they're trying to give it to boys now. They want boys to take it, too.
I see 16-year-old girls come into my office who've never had intercourse with late-stage cervical cancer because of Gardasil.
They got the shot, and then they developed the cancer.
The cancer that normally takes 25 years to develop, they got in 6 months. Don't tell me that's not for the vaccine.
Oh, my God. That I didn't even know. I do know that a lot of these girls that get it end up with fatigue disorders.
Oh, it pisses me off. I can't even say.
Yeah.
I can't even say how furious I am about how it's destroying our children.
All right, listen. Go to 100naturalremedies.com, the number 100naturalremedies.com. Dr. Scarron, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Oh, thanks, Carl. It was fantastic.
Okay, now stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to blow the lid. This is a Superhuman Radio exclusive. You will not hear this anywhere else. And when we're done with this next hour, this will be easy to understand. The NFL is testing for growth hormone right now. Any athlete can test negative if you listen to this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All
all of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Every day I'm hustling. My guest this hour is always hustling. He's always hustling, searching the seedy underbelly of sports and its connection to drugs. And he's always got great information. He's a fan favorite on the show. And this is a Superhuman Radio exclusive like none other. You will not hear this show on mainstream media. They couldn't bring you this. They couldn't bring it to you because they don't have Anthony Roberts. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
How's it going, Carl?
It's going great, man. Going great. Okay. We're going to blow the lid off of the growth hormone test that the NFL is investing so much time and worthiness into. They think they're going to catch athletes using growth hormone. Anthony's going to tell you why it won't work. The test is not only unreliable and flawed, but after today's show, any athlete who listens to this episode will know just how and what to do to avoid testing positive. But before we go there, let's talk about why we're even discussing growth hormone in the first place. Growth hormone
is not an anabolic steroid. It is a protein peptide, correct?
Yeah. Growth hormone is a 191 amino peptide, and it's produced naturally, just like testosterone or, you know, a lot of anabolic substances. It's found within the body, but that doesn't mean it's any less important or any less potent in terms of building muscle.
Right, but the truth of the matter is the term growth hormone is actually a misnomer. It's not a hormone at all. It's a protein peptide. Is that correct, or am I wrong by that statement?
Well, it's one of those things where it depends on how we want to classify it. When we look at something like the endocrine system, technically endocrine is anything secreted from within.
Right.
So it does fall under at least that broad category.
But it's not a, doesn't come from a cholesterol.
Right.
So it's not really a hormone, correct? Or am I wrong?
No. Well, it's not a hormone like a sex hormone.
Okay. I'm splitting hairs, but I just want to get to
that. I would agree with you. I would tend to agree. I think it's weird when people, especially in the media, they'll talk about it like it's an anabolic steroid, but they'll talk about things like clenbuterol like it's a steroid and
creatine.
Yeah, and you know, we really like to read that stuff and say, oh, I can't believe this idiot just called clenbuterol a steroid. It's a beta 2 agonist. What a moron! But
right.
That's us. You know, that's sort of people, you know, in this industry.
Right. Well, because, let's be honest, it's because we know the difference. I'm sure that a scientist who would listen to some of the things that I've discussed on this show would think I'm an idiot because I get some of the stuff wrong because I just know the summary information, if you will, you know? And the reality is that the media takes advantage of the word steroid and hormone to whitewash anything that they want to get people to tune in about. You know, oh, so-and-so is using steroids when, in fact, he's using clenbuterol. They like the word steroid, let's be honest.
Right, and you know, PEDs, they all do fall under the broad, you know, category of PEDs.
Right.
But yeah, we like to be very specific about it.
Okay, why is growth hormone even being used by athletes today? What does it do? How does it affect their performance?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because back in 1983, you had the underground steroid handbook, and you had Dan Duchesne saying, there's this new stuff called growth hormone, and, you know, it's huge, it's going to be the next big thing, it's going to be tremendous, you know, people aren't ready, and the scientific community, you know, kind of said, oh, what a jerk, you know, this stuff doesn't do anything, it's not anabolic, and they said that for years.
Right.
Growth hormone is anabolic. Growth hormone has been shown to not only increase muscle, so lean body mass, and we're talking about muscle. A lot of researchers like to say, oh, it could be fluid. It's not. We're talking about muscle here. It increases lean body mass. It decreases fat mass. And it actually does improve athletic performance, has been shown to decrease sprint times.
What do you
by
now,
something like 4%.
No, okay, let's address two things. Let's address the anabolic effects of growth hormone. The anabolic effects of growth hormone are really could be said to be truly anabolic effects because don't they actually influence hyperplasia, the splitting of cells and new myofibrils being developed as opposed to the plumping of muscle fibers, if you will.
Yeah, well, that's what it's kind of difficult to really separate those two. Generally, they find that both of those effects occur, so you do increase the amount of muscle fiber that you have, and you do increase the size of the individual fibers.
Right.
But, you know, again, if we want to, you know, split hairs, we really have to look at what growth hormone does and say that it ultimately increases IGF levels.
Right.
Which is where thought, you know, We're thinking that this is where all of growth hormone's effects come from. Now, if you take IGF knockout mice, so mice that have no IGF receptors,
right,
and you give them growth hormone, they don't get bigger.
Do they get leaner?
They do.
Because the mechanism...
Because there's a growth hormone receptor in...
Right.
In the fat cell, directly in the fat cell. There's also growth hormone binding proteins on the surface of fat cells.
Do the binding proteins deactivate the growth hormone's effect to liberate fat?
Yeah, so for the advanced listeners, it would be the same as sex hormone binding globulin.
Right, right.
That deactivates androgens like testosterone.
Right.
It is very similar.
Okay. Okay, and talking about the sprint times, do you have an opinion on the mechanism of action? I know that growth hormone also interacts with the opioid receptor in the brain, and it can actually reduce perceived exertion and perceived pain.
But you know, there's also some evidence that it does stuff for cognition, and I can't help but think that's going to play a role. And IGF certainly has numerous, nervous system effects.
Right.
So while those are all probably contributing factors, it also would seem to me that a stronger athlete carrying more muscle and less body fat would simply be a faster athlete. I mean, all things being equal. Forgetting all those other things, when they did this study, they looked at not only sprint times, but they looked at the amount of body fat lost and the amount of lean body mass gained. So, I mean, you would think if you're carrying less fat and you're carrying more muscle and you're a sprinter, that would make you faster. I mean, just intuitively, we should think that.
And there is also evidence out there that IGF-1 may actually produce a stronger heart. While androgens may cause the heart to pump harder, the influences of IGF-1 on actually rebuilding the infrastructure of the heart have been evidenced in many, many studies over the years as well. So, and we know that some of the greatest athletes have some of the biggest, strongest hearts.
Yes.
So there is some benefit to cardiac output and strength over time of use of growth hormone, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, so do we want to talk any more about growth hormone for those who are tuning into this show for the very first time ever, and we're giving them kind of a remedial 101 catch-up before we start talking about how fallible and how to actually pass the growth hormone test that is being adopted by the NFL right now?
I'm sorry, once again?
No, do you want to talk any more about any more 101 growth hormone stuff? Because we have to take a break
here.
No, I mean,
what people really need to know is simply that it makes athletes – bigger, stronger, leaner, and faster. I mean, that's the trifecta.
Yeah, but it does not increase aggression, or it does not rapidly increase strength by way of aggression like some anabolic steroids do. Correct.
Correct. Okay. There's no effect in those terms.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask Anthony why all of a sudden the push to come out with a growth hormone test. They've been threatening to test for growth hormone for the longest time. We're going to be talking more with Anthony Roberts when we come back. You can learn more about Anthony Roberts by going to his website, anthonyroberts.info. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20%
off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Anthony Roberts. He is the source of information. You can go to no one else for this type of stuff. Not only is he an amazing investigative reporter, but he's got a brain that actually functions properly, and he can put things together and see. And towards the end of the show, you're going to learn in very easy to understand terms how to avoid testing positive on the new growth hormone test. I'm reading an article that was just published this morning. New NFL agreement cracks down on HGH use. This particular article is written by Cole Riley, and he makes reference to the importance of testing for growth hormone, and he says, I just love this. Let me find this here. He points out that, let's see here. Fringe players mulling the idea of shooting growth hormone into their underachieving arms will now think twice. No, they won't, because they can shoot it into their arms, their legs, their ass, wherever they want to shoot it, and they can still pass this test. And you know what, Anthony? I have to wonder, the information that you're going to divulge here in a little while, shouldn't WADA and the NFL be already been aware of this?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. And I contacted numerous anti-doping authorities, so people who work the other side of the street, people who work, trying to catch athletes. I contacted them with the information that I'd found.
And you did that because you didn't want to come off the hook with misinformation. You said to them, look, here is my science. What do you think?
That's exactly what I did. I went to them and said, here's my science. What do you think? And what they pointed out to me was that necessarily what I've used to figure this out, this information must necessarily have been used to devise the actual test, to develop a standard for testing. So,
which begs the question. Let's face it. Bigger, stronger athletes are better for the business. Yep. And the industry knows that. And obviously, they want bigger, stronger athletes, but they don't want to have to get hit with egg in the face all the time when these guys test positive. Could it be that the NFL knows that the more intelligent athlete will find a way to pass this test and continue to use growth hormone, which they may view in their eyes as not as dangerous as anabolic steroids and thus good for the industry? So you know what? Let's set up this test, and this test is going to be kind of a ruse so that everybody thinks we're doing the right thing, but the guys that know what they're doing will still be able to use. You think there's any possibility for that?
Well, the test itself, WADA's test, by their own admission, is only 55% accurate. In other words, it's only going to catch about 55% of the people who are using growth hormone.
Is there a window of testability, Anthony? Like, in other words, if I use growth hormone on Wednesday and test on a Thursday, I'll get caught, but if I wait till Saturday, I won't get caught.
Yeah, they put the testing window at 36 hours. But, you know, again, it's still only, you know, 55% effective. And the point that you raised, you know, why come out with this test is a matter of economics. First of all, they've had millions and millions and millions of dollars invested into their program by various sources. And they've taken, I mean, how long? A decade? More? I mean, the project was called the GH2000 project originally.
Because it was supposed to be out in 2000.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. So then they said, you know, before the, I think it was 2004, Athens Olympics, they said, we have a test, we're going to be testing athletes. They got nobody. They caught nobody at the Athens Olympics.
Well, maybe nobody was using growth hormone. That's a joke.
Well, you know, but again, you raise another great point. It's so epidemic. It's such a problem. We need to invest $15 million or whatever it is. Also, we didn't catch anyone. And also, our test is good. Those statements cannot coexist in a factual universe.
Yeah, because if it's rampantly used, then you should have caught someone. If your test works, you should have caught someone. You can't say the test works and it's in widespread use and you didn't catch anybody.
No, one of those statements has to go. You know, you can't, we can't live in a world where those statements coexist. It's one of those things. It's a paradox.
So what is afoot here? Do you think that WADA has been so pressured to look, you guys got to come out with something. We don't care if it works or not. So they went, okay, here's what we got.
Yeah, I think they were embarrassed. I think it's been going on for so long that they had to hit the ground with something. You know, they really couldn't just keep it to themselves. I think it was just a matter of they needed something to look like they were in the driver's seat for once. But let's back up and say, like, testosterone suspension. There's still no test for that. And the test, EpiTest protocol only turns up something like 4 out of 9 or 5 out of 9 people. So, you know, they have another whole, you know, laundry list of stuff that they're not, you know, able to really get a good grip on testing for.
Roger Goodall is supposed to be the NFL's new hard-hitting guy that's going to straighten out all this sort of stuff. Do you know who he is? Goodall?
Yeah, I know the name, yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you think that he realizes the flaws in this test, and would he really want to hang his hat on this test being...
No, let me say, I don't know who here reads, he's the author of Spiral of Denial. His name's Matt Chaney. He's also a sometime New York Daily News writer. He actually just did a blog post. So people, I'm sure, know how to use Google to find Matt Chaney's blog. He just did a blog post that goes over the NFL and the NFL Players Union and WADA and the flurry of memos and emails and, you know, correspondences between them where – the NFL keeps saying, all right, show us, you know, your data and how accurate is this test and show us your, you know, all of your results. And they've been given the runaround. I mean, I don't think that there's anyone at the NFL that thinks this is a viable test. Nothing has changed from the years where they said, we don't feel that, you know, this test is valid. Nothing has changed. There's no new test. I mean, they were saying it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago that they didn't believe in this test. It's the same test. There's no difference.
So why now? Why really, why now? Why not wait another year or two? Look, we know that there are legitimate tests for growth hormone, but unfortunately, they require a collection of 24 hours of urine, and no athlete is going to be trusted to pee in a bag when they buy Wizinators to go do spontaneous tests, which is basically a fake penis with a bladder attached to it and synthesized urine so that they can test negative for various drug tests. So telling an athlete here, on your conscience and your merit, please fill this container up with the next 24 hours of urine and bring it back to me. Any athlete that's using it is going to tell his brother-in-law, hey, pee in this for 24 hours and then give it to me.
Yeah, so, and you know, I think the original guy who did the GH2000 test, and that's not what's being used, that was their first attempt.
Right.
So the first attempt was this project called the GH2000 project, and that guy came out and said, look, my test is a urine-based test. It works, you know, it can detect up to 2 weeks. I know Don Catlin has some protocols. I haven't looked at them in depth other than, you know, to note the fact that those protocols are not being used. I haven't looked at them in depth because they're just not being used. So there's sort of no reason to figure out if they're valid, for me anyway, from a, you know, from a real pragmatic point of view.
Right.
But there's no reason to, you know, to think that anyone in the NFL has any confidence in this test. I mean, it's laughable. And Matt's, you know, like I was getting to before, Matt Cheney's blog goes over these various correspondences between the league and WADA. And if you read it, you really get the sense that WADA is attempting to really pull a fast one. And to bring up Don Catlin, he's been a vocal criticizer. He's on the WADA board of whatever it is, probably the most famous anti-doping figure in the world. He's been a vocal criticizer of the growth hormone testing program.
And criticizer of its efficacy or of its application?
Of the fact that WADA is being so closely guarded about their science. I mean, basically Don's argument is, show me that this works. You haven't shown me that it works. You haven't published, you know, all of your data. And, you know, he's out there saying that, you know, he doubts it.
So the basic assumption is that the NFL feels that this test is worthy or they would not be implementing it. Is this test going to cost them money? Is there any estimation what it's going to cost to test?
Yeah, when you work with WADA, it costs you money. That's what WADA is. WADA is a business.
Okay, so
WADA is a business that claims that that what they're here for is to, you know, clean up sports or to ensure a level playing field. But actually, de facto, WADA wants to be the moral compass of athletes. And I'll tell you why I say that. They ban drugs that are not performance-enhancing, that are things that people would generally consider a moral issue.
Like what?
Like cocaine, marijuana. WADA tests for those, and you'll get a 2-year suspension if you, you know, test positive for them or whatever WADA's thing is. So they're really not trying to just, quote-unquote, level the playing field. They're trying to be the moral police. They don't want you doing any, you know, illegal drugs either that don't help your performance. They want to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Interesting.
They're really not just trying to clean up performance-enhancing drugs. They want to be the moral compass of every athlete in the world.
And before we go into this next break, would it be a safe statement to say that of all of the potential performance-enhancing drugs on the market today, growth hormone could possibly be the slowest to elicit its positive effects?
That's a very, very safe statement to make.
Okay. All right. So athletes have to be on growth hormone for a very, very long time before they start to see the benefits, at least 6 months before you start to notice anything else. So it's not something that they take before a game and boom, they blow through all sorts of
work. I would put it at, I mean, there are measurable results at let's say 6 weeks based on the studies. But you know, 2 pounds of muscle to an NFL running back. It's an advantage, but it's not that huge. I do think you need to really look at the 12-week and 24-week
right
parameters, if not more, if not years.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, let's start to delve into the science as Anthony blows the lid off of the NFL's new growth hormone test. Now, to the NFL, I say, Anthony Roberts is about to save you millions of dollars and lots of embarrassment. And to athletes out there, I say, Anthony Roberts is about to tell you how you can continue to use growth hormone in copious amounts and still test negative on the new test. All ears should be listening very hard now. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, an egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Anthony Roberts can help make you bigger, faster, and stronger. Go to his blog, anthonyroberts.info. Okay. This is huge. This is really, really huge. In the world of journalism, we're going to drop a bomb right now that should have been dropped by the mainstream media. Why aren't they dropping this bomb? Anthony, I got to ask you this question. I know that you are a member of Mensa. You are not of average intelligence, but you're a very, very humble guy, okay? You put this together. I mean, I have to believe that when you started to look at this information, a light bulb went off in your head. When you started calling some of these anti-doping experts who you then said, look at my science, is it plausible? Is it accurate? Could this work? Will this work? Did they go to you? I can't believe you figured this out.
Actually, no. At first, it was kind of like, you know, send me your research, you know. And so I sent them the research, or I got them on the phone. Like, some of them were pretty switched on. And, like, once I explained it to them, you know, it took them, like, 10 seconds to say, yeah, no, that's absolutely going to work. They weren't, you know, amazed. They were, I guess they kind of just look at it like, almost a little bit defeatist. For the ones that really, you know, care, were, you know, kind of looked at it in a bit of a defeatist way.
Like did they go like, oh, man?
Well, no, because nobody likes the WADA protocol. I haven't spoken to one person who said, yeah, I think the WADA protocol is great. I think WADA is a bunch of real, real credible guys that you know, no, nobody said that.
I mean,
they just kind of said, you know, yeah, it was inevitable, was a lot of their reaction. Just someone was going to beat it. Someone's going to
figure it out. Okay, so let's start talking about the science. Let's get into the science. So what was the first clue for you when you started reading about the growth hormone test that was going to be employed by the NFL that was produced and created by WADA? Give me a snapshot of the linkage of thoughts in your mind.
Okay, well, the first clue was what we had actually gone over on a previous show, was basically that every time they caught someone, it was a tip-off, you know, that led to them finding the person and testing them and having them, you know, show up dirty.
Right.
So I kind of said, you know, all right, I mean, something doesn't quite seem right. So then Will Carroll of Sports Illustrated, he does their injury report.
Right.
He had contacted me, and then I dug up some data, and I said, all right, well, it's only, you know, 55% effective. And so I had to familiarize myself with the, you know, with the actual
test
protocol, you know, what's actually going on.
What are they looking at? What markers are they looking for?
Well, they're looking at, see, when we talk about growth hormone, right, and we're talking about the growth hormone that comes in the vial, right, it's identical to an isoform, okay? So let's just say a form. It's identical to a form of growth hormone that's produced naturally.
Right.
And this particular growth hormone has a weight. It's the majority of circulating growth hormone in your body.
Right.
And it has a weight of 22 kilodaltons, a mass of 22 kilodaltons.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, still obviously very small in terms of what we can see and feel.
Right.
And so when you inject this 22 kilodalton growth hormone, which is just regular growth hormone from, you know, whoever, from Eli Lilly or wherever you get it, Gentropin,
right.
When you inject it, what happens is that your, as you might expect, your level of 22 kilodalton growth hormone is elevated.
Right. Now,
clearly.
But since this is a naturally occurring form of growth hormone, it looks identical to the growth hormone that happens to be 22,000 Dalton that your pituitary produces.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So then what happens is another isoform of growth hormone is actually lowered by exogenous 22 kilodalton injection. So your 20 kilodalton growth hormone, that particular isoform, drops when your 22 goes up through injection.
Now, okay, let's identify two things.
Yes.
What people need to start to recognize, and that was something that Dr. Mauro DiPasquale first talked about on my show 4 years ago, is that the pituitary provides a variety of different forms of growth hormone. What we buy in the anti-aging community, the 191 amino acid peptide, just happens to be one of those types of growth hormone, but the body produces more than just one, correct?
Yeah, and they all have the 191
chain.
You know, amino chain, right.
Right.
And, you know, they differ in, you know, in ways that are, I mean, sub-microscopic.
Right, right. But the second thing I want to ask is more of a question I want to ask is it a true suppression of the 20 kilodalton for isoform of growth hormone, or is it just a ratio change?
No, it actually does seem to be a suppression that leads to the ratio change. So,
oh, okay.
So WADA basically says when this 22 is relative to the other at this, you know,
at this ratio, right?
That's we deem that to be a positive doping control. That's a positive test,
right?
So they're only looking at the ratio,
right?
So they're, you know, essentially, because you are elevating your 22 while
suppressing the 20, right?
Depressing the 20,
right?
So they said, let's just use the ratio, and this would be something similar to saying, well, this guy has, you know, really high testosterone levels and barely any luteinizing hormone, so he's probably injecting.
Right, right.
That's not valid, by the way. That's right. Not a valid measure.
Right, right, right.
But it's very similar to saying that.
Right, okay. Okay, so in summary, what they're basically looking at is the disparity in ratio between the 20 kilodalton and the 22 kilodalton forms of growth hormone. So they're saying clearly this guy is supplementing with the 22 or the ratio wouldn't be this whacked out. How wide of a ratio are they offering? How tight of a ratio are they looking at?
Well, you know, one of the problems is that it basically blows your 20 kilodalton isoform, you know, under the radar completely.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, for men, it basically makes the 20 just about undetectable.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not that difficult for them to get the positive result.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We actually have to take a break in a minute. Do we want to push the break out and address the masking agent? You want to do that when we come back?
Well, you know, let me say that there's a couple ways that people have proposed that do seem to hold water that are not the way I'm talking about. And one is through the use of various growth hormone-releasing peptides,
right,
which would elevate both isomers. So you could actually use a little bit of GH with a GHRP and mask the use. Now, the problem, and what I think makes this solution particularly inelegant, is simply that they're devising ways to detect the GHRP. So I know hexarolin, they've already developed a way to detect it.
Right.
So right. I think the use of, you know, the various growth hormone releasing peptides that do not occur naturally, while it'll probably work right now because they don't have those tests standardized and in circulation, in use.
So in theory, mixing 4 IUs of growth hormone with maybe 200 to 300 micrograms of GHRP2 or GHRP6 could potentially push the 20 kilodalton isoform of growth hormone up enough where it is still detectable, and that person would slide right through. But that's not what we're suggesting here.
No, that's not what we're suggesting. Right. And it's one of those things where I believe this method could work, and it's been shown to work. But again, my problem with this method is simply that it's a
temporary fix. Because
it's a temporary fix. Right. It's easily countered. It right. puts the ball into their strike zone, if you will. It gives them a hittable ball.
Right, right.
And, you know, I don't think that's not the long-term solution, I think, that really makes this test completely useless,
okay,
which is what I'm going to tell people.
When we come back from the break, Anthony Roberts is going to explain the agent that could be used to completely blow the new growth hormone test out of the water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Me or you, or a week or two.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The next sound you hear will be that the voice of Anthony Roberts, and it will be reminiscent of the bomb that was dropped on Japan as we drop a bomb on the new NFL growth hormone testing process. Athletes could continue to use growth hormone and test negative. The NFL needs to find a different way around this. WADA, shame on you. For putting this out there with this agent already being available. It's not like anybody rushed to market and said, oh, we need to come up with the clear. We need to come up with a way. No, it's already out there. It's already out there. Okay, Anthony. So what are you suggesting that athletes can do to continue to test negative while using growth hormone? The traditional 24 or 22 kilodalton?
The original growth hormone that everyone's been using, is the 22 kilodalton
okay.
growth hormone.
Okay, and the ratio is used between the 20 and the 22. So what do people do?
It's called Growth Hormone 2, GH2. And instead of relying on the 22-kilodalton isomer, it relies on the 20-kilodalton isomer. So if people have been paying attention, I think intuitively they know where I'm going with this. It raises your level of 20-kilodalton growth hormone and will push it back up to an acceptable ratio on the WADA test.
So now, okay, now is it just a matter of mixing the two together? So if you're doing 5 IUs of just plain old growth hormone, you should also be doing 5 IUs of growth hormone too?
It is a matter of mixing them or using them concurrently at least to get a – I mean, here's what people need to understand about the test. The test says, well, if your 20 is so low relative to the 22, you fail. Now, if you have a level of 20 that's through the roof, higher even than your 22, you don't fail. They don't say, wait, you must be using growth hormone too.
Yes, but they're going to. Let's face it. They're going to go, oh, okay, so the cat's out of the bag. If we see somebody who has a ridiculously high 20, we're going to say you're using.
Yeah, but again, they have to now standardize that test. You know, They have to come forward and essentially admit that there's a masking agent for their other tests, which they're loath to do. I mean, you know, they're not going to come forward and say, oh, someone figured out how to beat our test, so now we have this other test. But you know, it is a matter of getting the right ratio. Professional athletes are going to base it, and really, let's be honest, those are the people who are concerned.
Right, and they're willing to spend the extra money to go the extra distance to keep using. So really, it sounds to me, I don't know if I could be really far off, but I think that the ratio should probably be 60-40 or even 70-30 if you're using growth hormone and regular growth hormone and growth hormone 2, GH2, together, with the GH2 being slightly lower than the regular growth hormone. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, yeah, it's gonna work out to be something to that effect. I mean, my thoughts are that if someone is, you know, on a 4 IU every day schedule, they're gonna want to make one of those IUs the 20.
Right.
But you know, again, since it's a ratio, they could even get away with half and half.
Half and half. I was just going to say half and half. Now, tell me about the growth hormone, too. This is interesting. Does it have some of the same effects, benefits, as the traditional growth hormone we've been using?
All of them and then some,
really?
As a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the literature, first of all, I'd love to say that, like, nobody knew about this, but it's already been studied for use in growth hormone deficient adults. It's already had human clinicals.
Wow.
So, you know, to say that they didn't know about it or, you know, any of this other noise or, I mean, first of all, they needed to know about it because when they developed a standard
for the 20,
yeah, they needed to have a sample of the 20, so they had to buy it from somewhere.
Right. Right.
I mean, when you develop a standard, you need to actually have a sample of the thing you're developing a standard for.
Right. Right.
So they knew it was available.
And the benefits of it are, when we talk about the benefits, you said it's actually better. Does it elicit a greater degree of muscle growth?
Well,
or?
It actually appears to have less affinity towards growth hormone binding proteins.
Ah,
which are abundant on, for example, fat cells.
Right.
So it would appear to have the potential to induce greater fat loss. It also appears to be more potent at a lower dose, which makes sense because it's, you know, on the high end, let's say represents 10% of the growth hormone isoforms in your body.
Right.
So now all of a sudden when you have a ton of it, you know, obviously something that occurs in such a small amount, when you have a huge amount, it's going to be very potent. Whereas
right,
regular growth hormone is a much higher percentage. The 22 is a much higher percentage.
Now,
so,
obviously, there's pharmaceutical versions of this. Well, do you think
yep,
there's black market versions already available of GH2?
There aren't, but
after,
you know,
this show, I predict there will be.
I predict there will be as well because I don't know. It's not marketed as a drug, and this would really be like a question for Clark
right,
Baird.
Right.
who's a lawyer and friend of the show for anyone.
Right, and he specializes in anabolic steroid defenses and so on as well.
Yes, because on the sites I've visited that are sort of chemical clearinghouses and supply places and stuff, you know, it's available without a prescription. I mean, they just sell it by milligram amounts. So
how expensive it is? Now, usually those places, you know, and I mean, places like, you know, the scientific companies that supply all the major universities, those places usually charge a lot of money for any kind of chemical. Even glucosamine is ridiculously priced. How much is the growth hormone 2 for a milligram on some of those sites?
You know, I've seen it go from maybe $250 to $500.
Yeah, that's expensive. But a milligram.
It's expensive, but keep in mind.
A milligram is probably about 5 IUs.
Something like that if we use the conversion from regular GH.
Right.
So it's more expensive than regular GH, but again, it's not as mass produced as regular GH. If you really do the math, if you were using it for, you know, sort of to beat the test, it's, you know, you average it out with your regular GH bill, you know?
Right. Now, I predict that growth hormone manufacturers abroad who funnel growth hormone into the United States to black markets will probably hear this show and say, we need to start producing GH2 because professional athletes are going to be willing to buy this stuff and pay a little bit more probably, and then over some time it'll go down. Obviously, I don't care about growth hormone 2 because I'm quite happy with the growth hormone I get by prescription through my doctor. But
right.
With that being said, do you...
But remember, it is more potent. I mean, you know, I think that, for example, even, you know, bodybuilders who were the first to experiment with growth hormone, who were the first to experiment with really all of the peptides, you know, the IGF, the long IGF, I think for them, okay, you know, looking to do contest prep, saying, well, all right, this is more potent than regular GH. It can be used with regular GH. You know, if you're aiming for a title, it might be the kind of thing we see filtered down from the top levels of bodybuilding.
And so the greater the demand, the better the price. Do you foresee a blend coming out?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. I foresee a proprietary blend where, you know, a company like, for example, Gentropin,
right,
comes along and says, look, this is the ratio that you'll test clean every time. And it wouldn't be that hard to... You know, to do the in-house pilot on that one, and
But you think it even has to be that sophisticated? Don't you think that some of these companies like Keefe that produces the blue top that filters into the United States couldn't just produce a 50-50 mix and say, look, it's half GH and half GH2, period, end of story?
Absolutely. Absolutely they could. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I was pulling research, and a lot of people helped me with this that I really can't mention,
right,
because they're you know, they're white hats, you know, they play on the other side of the street, but a lot of people helped me. They sent me research studies, and it's got a Wikipedia page. Growth hormone 2 has a Wikipedia page. The literature is there, and it's been there, and studies going back to 2000 are there, and, you know, so it's one of those things where there is so much information already. I was almost embarrassed when I figured out the way to beat the test was like a decade old.
Wow. This is
it
exciting.
It just didn't seem like the, you know, I mean.
We're talking about, now for those of you out there saying, oh man, growth hormone 2, it's going to be a pain in the ass. We're talking about athletes on the $1 million contracts. They'll probably go to, you know, some of these mainstream chemical companies and just buy it at the $200 a milligram in the short term and just use it like that, because we're talking about guys who are making millions of dollars playing pro sports.
And, you know, but to be honest, again, demand, you know.
Oh, yeah, I foresee it. I can see it already. I'll bet you within 3 or 4 months of this show, GH2 will be filtering into the United States through a variety of different underground sources.
I could go on one of those sites right now with a credit card and no prescription. I really wish I had contacted Clark before the show, because I don't even know, is it illegal? I mean, it's not growth hormone as defined by the FDA.
Yeah, but let's face it, the FDA is going to clamp down on this. Mainstream media picks up this show. Politicians who get their asses all puckered up about athletes using drugs are going to get a move on. They're going to try to move on this really fast, most likely. Or something else may happen. And this has been in the back of my mind. It's going to be interesting to see who in the mainstream media publicizes this show, maybe reaches out to Anthony to have you quote for an article or come on TV and do a little soundbite. It may just be that NFL and WADA don't want to address this. They want to keep going forward with this and act like they're testing, because the average American is going to think that the playing field is leveled. And sometimes that's what counts more than the reality of it. So it's going to be interesting to see.
WADA is very big on perception. WADA, you know, if you remember, the former president from WADA came out and said, something like 80% of all NHL players are juicing. And the NHL went to him and they said, put up or shut up. Provide a reference. Show us your data. Tell us why you feel that it's appropriate to make this claim with this number. And he eventually had to go public and say, I pulled that from thin air. If you even look at our friend Chris's movie, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, and they interview Gary Wadler, who's, I believe, the president of WADA now, he says, well, there's not going to be any tests on the performance-enhancing drugs, because they're unethical, and we can't just test people and see if they do this thing without this side effect. And what, in 2008, WADA was the one who funded the test on growth hormone and sprinting.
Yeah, see?
So, it's unethical, we can't do it. Yeah, but you did do it. You did it like a year later.
Yeah.
And it keeps happening where WADA, if people knew, if every time WADA came up in the New York Times or on ESPN, if the journalists dug up half of the controversies WADA has been involved in, or half of the times they've been called to task and, got their butts handed to them, nobody would trust WADA. And that's why a lot of the people that came forward, these are people who work with WADA that provided me with data and information.
Right. Listen, Anthony, we've come to the end of the show. Let's plug your website again. For those of you who love the blog, for those of you who never heard of the blog, go to anthonyroberts.info to get this kind of information up front.
And I just put up a full profile on growth hormone, too. So anyone, from the media or anyone, just interested in it can go and read about it. Everything is referenced. I have every source citation, every medical journal. Everything is referenced in my article. People can check my work. I invite them to check my work, see if it makes sense to them. I think intuitively, people know that what I'm saying is true, but go dig up the sources and really check my work.
This show has led to the inception of lots of new supplements over the years. And I have a feeling that this particular episode right now is going to lead to a huge shakeup over at WADA and the NFL, but more importantly, athletes being intelligence-ized. Let's use that. I'm going to be the word maker here, the word forge. There's athletes out there who are going to become more intelligent about the use of growth hormone, and I predict that there's going to be a growing market for GH2 very shortly.
And what's wrong with that? It's gonna help heal their injuries and extend their careers.
And that's a whole nother show. The whole witch hunt. This is Salem all over again. This is a witch hunt. That's all this is.
Yeah.
Let these guys use what they need to use to be the athletes and the animals that they need to be. This is all nonsense. But
you know,
okay.
Or don't let them, and I'll just keep figuring out ways to beat the test.
That's fun too. There you go. Keep an industry going. All right, Anthony, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Okay. And for those of you who missed the first hour of the show, please go to 100naturalremedies.com for Dr. Scourin's book, 100 Natural Remedies for Children. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
You're listening.